Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, July 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, an armed standoff with a subject barricaded in vehicle. On July 7th at approximately 9 p.m., Deputy Ventura observed a suspicious vehicle driving without headlights in the parking lot of Pioneer Park. A traffic stop was conducted, and as he approached the vehicle, he observed the individual frantically ingesting an unknown white powdery substance through their nostrils. Deputy Ventura further observed the driver reach into the center console and pull out a small caliber handgun and began waving it dangerously toward him. As other law enforcement officers responded to assist, the subject began to make suicidal statements while pointing the firearm at the deputies. After a 2.5 hour standoff, deputies were able to safely extract the individual from the vehicle without incident. EMS responded and transported the individual to Advent Health for a mental health evaluation. During the investigation, it was discovered that the driver had a criminal history that reflected prior felony convictions in the state of Florida. An affidavit was completed charging the subject with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on law enforcement officers, resisting without violence, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Bowling Green residents, make sure to chunk your junk tomorrow. Get your junk to the curb and it will disappear. Compliments of the city of Bowling Green. They do ask that everything be kept within a 6-yard boundary. Paints, chemicals, and other hazardous materials are not permitted. And if you are disposing of any tires, there is a 2-tire limit per address. This is for residents inside the Bowling Green city limits only. And if you have any questions, please call City Hall at 863-375 2255. Your local events story time is back at the Hardy County Public Library at 315 North 6th Avenue. The next session for story time is scheduled for this Thursday, July 15th at 10 a.m. For more information, you can call 863-773-6438. And what do you get when you cross 4 bases, 3 outs, 2 teams, and 1 winner? It is the Guns and Hoses Softball Tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School field. Tickets are only $5 and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office building, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, AP Home Exteriors is looking for a roofer. 1 year of roofing experience and a driver's license are preferred. Redlands Christian Migrant Association is still looking for a family support worker. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. And the Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. No experience is needed. They will have on-the-job training. A driver's license, high school diploma, or equivalent and U.S. or naturalized citizenship are required. Applicants may not have any felony convictions. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you find the easiest. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 96. Intermittent clouds with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east at 9 miles an hour with gust up to 12. Humidity is extremely humid at 68%. The dew point 74, cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 25,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the late morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with an 80% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While the demand for California-grown melons is high, farmers say getting those melons to consumers has faced multiple challenges this season. These include a statewide drought impeding water deliveries, excessive heat reducing yields, a shortage of skilled on-farm employees and truck drivers, and a shortage in supplies such as pallets, bins, and cardboard. The San Joaquin and Imperial Valleys provide 75% of the nation's commercially grown melons. In the wake of a heat wave blamed for the death of a farm worker, Oregon has now adopted an emergency rule that guarantees workers rest breaks in the shade and plenty of cool water to drink during hot weather. Agriculture.com reports farm worker advocates called for the passage of federal protections against heat stress on the job. Aside from Oregon, only California, Washington State, and Minnesota have heat illness standards. California was the first in 2006. California, Washington State, and Minnesota have heat illness standards. California was the first in 2006. Large numbers of pigs are again dying from African swine fever in China's top hog-producing province, raising concerns it could spread further across the south and slow China's pork production recovery. According to AgWeb.com, the deadly virus wiped out about half of China's huge pig herd in 2018 and 19. China rapidly rebuilt much of the lost stock last year, but there have been fresh outbreaks in northern China this year and more ASF strains.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. With the exception of a few areas, the Southeast region is faring well this growing season with plenty of moisture and mild temperatures. The same cannot be said, however, for the Western U.S., where grain crops are suffering. Pam Knox of the University of Georgia Extension writes the weather and climate update for Georgia and the Southeast. Knox says for July, a pattern of cooler and wetter than normal conditions is expected to continue across a lot of the region, except for the Carolinas, which are predicted to be warmer than normal. These wet conditions are expected to last through the summer and into the fall, although the three-month outlook for July through September does lean towards warmer than normal temperatures. Knox writes that this is due to the long-term upward trend in temperatures across the Southeast since about 1960. She says it is an active storm season and producers should continue to keep a watchful eye on forecasts. And as we mentioned, the Western drought is having a negative impact on small grains like spring wheat and barley. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
There's just really no good news for those areas. It's getting late enough in the season. Those crops have been heading out for some time now. And so during a time when they should be adding grain or filling, there's just no moisture to allow those crops, those plants, to fill out properly.
This will likely be a very poor production year for small grains throughout the West.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Major stock indexes notched more record highs on Wall Street as investors look ahead to a wave of earnings reports from big U.S. companies coming out this week. Major banks get things started on Tuesday as J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs put out their results for the 3 months that ended in June. A handful of other big companies also report this week, including Delta Airlines, PepsiCo, and United Health Group. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% today. The NASDAQ was up 0.2%. Small company stocks lagged the rest of the market. The Dow up 126 points to 34,996. The NASDAQ gained 31 to 14,733. The S&P 500 ahead 15 points to 4,384. New York oil fell 46 cents, closing at $74.10 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoster. Lewis Glover is a winner again after 10 long years. He won the John Deere Classic Sunday by 2 shots over Ryan Moore and Kevin Na. Glover says he had a good 4 days of golf.
Managed to stay calm out there and, made a bunch of good ones and made the short ones when it mattered. And, it was good. Just have a good routine now, and it was good to fall back on it.
The former U.S. Open champion says he believes in his game despite a decade between wins.
I'm working harder now and more efficiently than I did in my 20s when I was having the most success. I still play 25, 6, 7 events a year, and I still can't honestly say I can do it. I never doubted that.
It's Glover's first PGA Tour victory after 244 official starts. Jim Furyk wins the U.S. Senior Open by 3 shots. This is SRN Sports. It wasn't how the U.S. men's USA basketball team expected to open its Olympic summer, and Nigeria probably didn't expect it either. But the Nigerians shocked the U.S. on Saturday night in an exhibition game 90-87. USA coach Greg Popovich said it might have been a good thing.
In a way, I'm kind of glad it happened. That loss means nothing if we don't learn from it, but it could be the most important thing in this tournament for us.
Nigerian roster was primarily filled of little-known NBA players. USA's next exhibition game is tonight against Australia. Jamal Mosley will be the new coach of the Orlando Magic, a longtime NBA assistant getting his first chance at running his own team. He becomes the 14th coach in Magic history, replacing Steve Clifford, who left Orlando by mutual agreement after 3 seasons and 2 playoff appearances. Mosley spent the last 15 years as an assistant in Denver, Cleveland, and the last 7 in Dallas. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, a rule of thumb for you, never trust a dog to watch your food. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.